KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 35 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high around 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In local news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting this morning in Atlantic. During the meeting, a public hearing will be held at 8:30 on a development agreement with Elite Octane LLC, authorizing tax increment payments and pledging certain tax increment revenues to the payment of the agreement. The hearing will be followed by action on a resolution approving the development agreement, under which the county would provide financial incentives to the company in the form of incremental property tax payments in an amount not to exceed $8.5 million. The agreement to make incremental property tax payments will not be a general obligation of the county, will be payable solely and only from incremental property tax revenues generated within the 2017 Cass County Agribusiness Urban Renewal Area. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two people have been arrested on assault charges over the past few days. Last Friday, 29-year-old Jacob William Earl Doffner of Griswold was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Doffner was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Saturday on his own recognizance. On Saturday, 32-year-old Nathan Patrick Kinsey of Atlantic was charged with felony assault causing serious bodily injury pertaining to an incident that occurred at the Cass County Jail, where Kinsey remains held on $15,000 bond. On Sunday, Cass County deputies arrested 28-year-old Jairo Cervantes of Omaha for a felony theft in the second degree, theft of a motor vehicle. Cervantes, who was being held at the Cass County Jail, remains there on $10,000 bond. Also arrested Sunday was 32-year-old Tiffany K. Bouchard of Lewis. She was charged with OWI first offense. Bouchard was later released on her own recognizance. And one person was injured during a single vehicle accident in Anita Monday afternoon. Officials said a 2000 Chrysler Town & Country van driven by 24-year-old Tiffany Marie Hansen of Atlantic was westbound on Roosevelt Drive when the vehicle went out of control and entered the north ditch before landing on its side. One passenger was transported by private vehicle to the Cass County Hospital. That accident happened around 1:42 p.m. Monday. Hansen was cited for failure to maintain control. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at around $3,000. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Missouri man was arrested Sunday morning on a public intoxication charge in connection with an incident that occurred in the 100 block of North Main Street in Kimbleton. 24-year-old Cole Peyton Williamson of Marshfield, Missouri, was arrested at around 3 a.m. Sunday and brought to the Audubon County Jail. He was later released after appearing before a magistrate. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Greenfield man had been arrested Saturday night for knowingly passing a fake $20 bill to purchase two packs of cigarettes from the Greenfield Dollar General store. 21-year-old Zachary Trenton Holder was arrested for forgery, a Class D felony. Holder was being held on $5,000 bond in the Adair County Jail. And a Greenfield man was arrested last Wednesday for possession of marijuana. 24-year-old Joshua Austin Curry was later released on his own recognizance after marijuana was found on his person and in his bedroom. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said 37-year-old Jason Bruce King of Stewart was arrested January 23rd on an Adair County warrant for probation violation. King was being held without bond in the Adair County Jail. 25-year-old Shelby Lynn Weiss of Creston was arrested in Bridgewater January 24th for driving under suspension. She was cited and then released from custody at the scene. On January 24th, also, 25-year-old Zanetta Janine Taylor of Des Moines was arrested on Interstate 80 in Adair County following a traffic stop for speeding. An Iowa State Patrol trooper noticed the smell of marijuana as he approached Taylor's vehicle. After a search warrant was obtained, inside the vehicle, authorities found two plastic bags and a jar, both containing green leafy substance. Taylor admitted the weed was hers. She was later released on a $1,000 bond. And 44-year-old Christopher Partlow of Menlo was arrested last Friday morning by the Iowa State Patrol following a traffic stop on Highway 25 near 190th Street in Adair County. Partlow was charged with driving while license revoked for OWI test failure. He was later released on $1,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Donald Detter, age 88, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Don Detter will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock in Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gene Purdy, age 70, of Fontenelle, died Friday in Creston. Funeral services for Gene Purdy will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. James J. Wolfe, age 81, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for James J. Wolfe will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Candace Rink, age 68, of Griswold, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Candace Rink will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building. Reek and Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Pamela Everhart, age 66, of Atlantic, died January 22nd. A celebration of life service for Pamela Everhart will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Martin Mattis Funeral Home in Emmitsburg. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting with the arrangements. Martina Brahini, age 91, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. A massive Christian burial for Martina Brahini will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Edward John, age 94, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Edward John will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Virginia Archibald, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Cremation has taken place and memorial services for Virginia Archibald will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Erna Mulbauer Odendahl, age 90, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Erna Mulbauer Odendahl is pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Grace Munt, age 97, of Lenox and formerly of Corning, died Monday at the Lenox Care Center. Services for Grace Munt are pending at the Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center in Corning. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.